from our pious predecessors. This I have heard myself and I have read also, that the human being, his hereafter and the matter with regards to his hereafter is all based on and depends on one amal, one action. Yani, in other words, this is the ruh, the foundation of all the deeds that we implement in the world. This amal is the ruh. It is the spirit, the soul, and everything in the akhirah, the hereafter, depends, hinges, balances upon this amal. This is how precious is this amal. And with regards to the hereafter, what I mean is that when does a person's akhirah begin? When his last breath is drawn. And that's the akhirah. What are the akhirah? Is there? Everyone looks at that person, he's motionless, lying down, not moving. And the amount of breaths Allah Ta'ala gave to that person, allotted that this many hundreds of thousands or millions or thousands of breaths. And when that last breath comes, before that, if that last breath has not come, the person will not pass away. But when the last breath is drawn, nobody can bring that person back to life. It's just one breath. So when the individual takes the last breath, then the akhirah begins, the destination, the journey of the hereafter begins. And then that person starts to see those things that we cannot see at this moment in time. We hear about them, we read in the Quran, we hear from the ulama, we listen to these things in the mashayikh gatherings, the pious predecessors, and it doesn't take a second to realize this. Everything in this world disappears, and the hereafter, which is after the last breath, when after death it comes, and the person sees everything. And that's it. It's just like a veil that's in front of us, and it's drawn back, and we see the reality. Such a time that's about to come for all of us. How many people have departed from here, from our homes, with our own eyes we have seen, they've departed, they've passed away. So from that time, when a person breathes his last, then all assistance and help of this world finishes, all the drama ends, the games end, everything blows away and flies away, and all the ibadah, everything disappears, and the real life comes in front of the person. And then the amal comes in front of us, about which Allah Ta'ala said that this is the greatest deed for a human being. And that amal we speak about today. May Allah Ta'ala put in our hearts the importance and the strength of that amal. And today our hearts are very hard. My friends, I speak about myself. Our hearts are hard. That when we speak and when we hear and our ears listen, our hearts have become so, you can say, weak and black, like the rocks. Rather, the Quran says the rocks may be crumble and get soft, but the hearts are harder than the rock. And that's the case today. So that amal is such a great deed, which after this deed, all the other amal will be looked upon. That amal is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say it again, subhanallah, the love of Allah. This is a big reality, and this is we will enjoy by listening. Whose love? Allah's. Is it the wife's love, or the children's love, or love of wealth, love of assets, or buildings, or houses, or shops, or business, or uncle, or mamaji, or chachaji? No. Whose love is the greatest amal from all the actions? The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. So now, if we have the love of Allah, then a person succeeds in the journey of the hereafter. The more love there is for Allah, the more success. The more a person has love, then his last breath is not even drawn out, and he starts to succeed. How fortunate are those individuals, subhanAllah, whose hearts are full with the love of Allah. What will be their maut, their death, imagine. And how they will say, oh, I was in an impure place, I was stuck. And this is the result of Allah Ta'ala's love. Allah, such a severe place I was stuck in, Allah. And I'm so grateful, Allah, I didn't waste the time you gave to me. And you've elevated your love. You've elevated your love. So all of the sex is hinging on what, my friends? The love of Allah. That's it. That's what we need to understand. And how much love do we have for Allah? How much? Because Jannah, paradise, it also will run upon the engine of muhabbat, the love. The more a person has love for Allah, the greater his status will be in Jannah. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَّ تُكَذِّبَ نُورٌ مَقْصُورَاتٍ فِي الْخِيَامِ Allah says, then that the doors will open and you can elevate yourself and go higher in paradise based on the love you had for me, Allah says. And somebody will be at this level, somebody will be at zero, and you'll be going to the left, may Allah forgive. And those people who have 1% love of Allah, then they'll have 1%. There are 100 levels in Jannah, 100. And there, if we're sat at the lowest level, then is that good? Here, we live a wretched life, and then in the hereafter, we don't even get the first level? This should not occur. This should not occur. Think that what we get, a house, if you get the certain station in hereafter, then you cannot elevate yourself. It will stay there. It doesn't matter how hard you try after. Because it's the earning here in this world that will assist. And what is the earning in this world? The love of Allah. That is what will help us in the hereafter. So those people will be very happy who are being spoken about in Yaseen, in Surah Waqia. And they'll be lifting up their glasses, and the hoors will be there. The maidens will be there. And then they'll remember, oh, what was I in love with in the dunya? The time that I wasted. Allah gave me 60 years. Allah gave me 70 years. And from that, not even 5 years have I taken out to earn the love of Allah. I wasted my time. I was negligent, lazy. So brothers, how much love of Allah do we need? Let's think about this now. Allah Ta'ala has given the basis of understanding here for us, a unique and beautiful basis Allah Ta'ala has given for His love. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah Ta'ala says. That all praise is due to who? Me, Allah says. Allah. To my Rabb, to your Rabb. So all praise is due to who? Allah. So what does this mean? That Allah Ta'ala says all love is for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All ishq is for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All desires are for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. And this is the standard. This is the standard. So all love in the world, all love for things that Allah ta'ala says, I've given you everything in the world myself. And Allah says, this is your test, your challenge. And this is the test. That if Allah says, I've filled this world with attractions and love for material things and all sorts of things, and your heart will be full of the love of the dunya. And Allah says that what man is there who will shun the love of the dunya and will attain my level? Allah says, aha, say subhanallah, say subhanallah. So this is our task in this world. We need to understand this is our job that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And this from morning till evening we have to do. The rest, the earning of the world is not, we don't, yes, we need to fill our stomach and pay for the children and pay our tax and pay the water bill, electricity bill. These are the needs of life. But it's not the objective of life. Rather what? That in this condition, we should not forget our maqsad, our objective. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Are we mad that we waste a second? That our breaths are counted out. We have to earn the bread and buy the shopping and bring the food to the table. But Allah Ta'ala has made His methodology of attaining His love so flexible that no man should be in such a situation. That even if we're busy in the dunya, we should not leave the earning of Allah Ta'ala's love now, if we want to do this. So we can't blame somebody else. It was my wife, and I had love for my wife, and I had children, and I loved them. No, Allah says no. There's no bypassing. Allah said, I instilled the love for your wife and children and relatives and other people in your heart. And this was your test, your trial. So if you wanted to attain my nearness, Allah says, you would have attained it. And through my nearness, Allah says, the love for these people would have increased. That you would have attained my love through the people that you love in the world. Subhanallah. But you didn't have in your heart the desire, the intention. You never thought about my love, Allah Ta'ala says. So let's bow our heads. Let's think, I should think and you think as well, that from today morning, have I thought that I need to increase the love of Allah? My love for Allah? Say the honest truth, my friends. We probably didn't even think, oh, I have to do this action, I've got this task, I've got to write notes on my phone, on the diary, tomorrow I've got an appointment, the next time I've got to go here, in the evening I've got to do this. Did anybody in the corner of their hearts think that I need to increase my heart, my love for Allah? Today? No. We didn't think about this. We didn't have regard for this. It just becomes a routine thing. We forget about it, but it's essential. Today our life is diminishing, the ages. The age is diminishing, the years are diminishing. Then we will wake up in the hereafter. Then a person will wake up and say, oh, it's so sad, Allah. I wasted my time in the world. And now I've come to the hereafter. So a person then who is still in the world and hasn't died, he says, Allah, you've made me alive again after sleeping. And I'm not ghafil today. I make a solid promise that until from morning until evening, I want to increase your love in my heart. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So if we say this, that's enough. That we don't say this, I don't say this, you didn't say this, Zayd didn't say this, Bakr didn't say this, the man didn't say this, the woman didn't say this, the female didn't say this, the male didn't say this, the ill man didn't say this, and the healthy man didn't say this. And even that person, Allah says that, the doctor says your days are numbered. Even that person doesn't sit in the hospital on the bed and recite the kalimat. Allah said, if you make your niyyah, then Allah says, I will increase your love for me. But we are in a test and death is hovering upon us. We think, oh, maybe an injection will be released that I can be saved from death. And we encourage each other. People come to the hospital, to the bedside. People come and give the encouragement. No, don't worry. You'll be fine. But who knows that your time has been your time has expired. We go, it's okay, Dr. Saib will come, you'll be cured, don't worry. Everybody gets ill and we go and encourage people. We encourage people, but nobody comes and says that, Mia, your life is finishing. You're on your final legs, the final seconds. So there should be one desire of a person who's weak, that Allah, I've spent so much time, I've wasted, but Allah, I want to increase your love. And even when you lie down in the bed and say this, Allah says, fine, I've accepted what you're saying. Even this is a great rahmah of Allah, which is mercy. And look at Allah's kamal, that on our hearts, I don't know what sort of lock has been applied. That what is the make of that padlock, that the key has become lost. We can't even find the key. And even on our deathbeds, we remember dunya, what happened to my wife, my children, my house, my assets, what happened there? Verbally, I'm telling you the truth here, that night and day we hear this and we see this. They're paying attention, my house, don't give this house to my son, this son, or this business to that person, I don't know what he's going to do to my shop, I left this thing there, go and get that. But nobody has a worry that I've wasted time in the dunya, that Allah, I want to forget all of the dunya, and today I remember you, please become mine. Allah says, I am happy with you, pleased with you. So my friends, this is how important is the means to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. And we are ghafil, we are negligent, we are unconscious to this fact. And this task that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, a job is one, that all of the different things we love in the world, Allah says, my love should be greater than everything else that you love, and we should increase it. Increase it. And you can increase it as much as you want. Allah Ta'ala says, I've given you a full resources and time allotment to do this. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also prepared, remember this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us prepared. And what has Allah prepared? That we can see and understand that in our hearts, how much love is there for Allah? Or is there any love, or is there 0% love? This, remember this point. So we have a method that Allah has given to us that we can gauge. Is there 0% love of Allah in my heart? Or is there more than that? SubhanAllah, I recite this hadith or narrate a hadith to you. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Muhammad Zakaria Nurullah Marqada, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his mercies continuous onto his grave and allow his mercy, the rain of his mercy, to rain down on his grave. What mashaykh we had, what pious people we had, what great sheikhs we had who gave us great points, such precious pearls. They worked so hard to deliver their words to us. Imagine the ulema they were, the scholars they were. They were, subhanAllah, inspired by the nur of Allah. A small hadith, and the life of a person can change based on this one hadith. Our whole life can improve for the better if we pay attention to this one hadith. If we pay attention. So first and foremost, we have to see, is a person there? How many we look degrees, or has he got this? And then the cure starts. I go to the doctor. He measures things. He looks at me, the condition. What sort of temperature is this? He takes the thermometer out. He measures your pulse. He'll judge, is there an illness here? What sort of illness is this? What antibiotic shall I give, or medicine through which the person's illness can cease? So first and foremost, we need to see today that are we sat here for improvement, because there's no wali of Allah here, there's no pious person here, we all sat here naked in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spiritually, we have nothing, we've wasted our time, we have nothing to our name. So what do we have to think of first and foremost? That the most important thing, is that present in me and you? We have to think, is that love of Allah present in our lives? That passion? Tell me. So what we have to think here, is that if my death comes suddenly, Allah will say that love. And I'll say, Allah, I don't know what was your love. What does it mean to your love? I'll say that. Oh, the other one person will say, Allah, I've just prayed salah, I've done tilawah, recitation of Quran. And Allah will say, who told you this was love for me? This is not love. Allah says, love, I've made a thermometer, a gauge, a measuring system. And my one fakir, Shaykhul Hadith, Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya, rahimahullah, who is my special servant, Allah will say, that at that time he delivered the thermometer to you via Fazali Amal. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala said, did you ever worry about this? Did you have cause for concern for this? Did you have distress about this? You heard things many times. We read hadith. Have we ever stopped and thought that what is this hadith telling me? What is it explaining? So today let's apply those thermometers to our lives. Each person will realize within a second, how much love do I have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if today we realize that love of Allah has come down to the zero scale, then that is very dangerous indeed. And we need to regret and have remorse that, Allah, I'm so grateful I haven't died yet. Otherwise, what would be my hal? And that Allah says, I've given you a thermometer, and the sign of the thermometer is saying, the reading, that you have no love of Allah in your heart, in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying, my friends? So shall I take out the thermometer? Subhanallah. Will we apply it to our underneath our tongues in our mouths? Okay. So then let's hear. Let's say that if we realize, I know that you're all mashiks and the love of Allah has come strong in your heart. I'm not saying that you're not. That I will be worst and the weakest, but at least we look a little bit, don't we? And mashallah, you are full with the fadl of Allah. But anyway, if you see something's lacking, that, oh, this is not the duty of what I've done to send good, etc. onwards. But maybe death will come suddenly and I'll get punished. So mashallah, when a person passes away, the person says, oh, come, I'm about to see Allah. And I'm stood at the front, in front of everybody. And this should be our desire. This should be our desire. So today we should realize that, is this love I've got for Allah, is it enough? On which point have I got love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you understand what I'm saying? So we have to measure our love for Allah. So as a Shaykh al-Hadith presented a hadith, a great hadith, he stated that the love of Allah and the sign for the love of Allah, Hazrat said that the sign of the love of Allah, if a person has the love of Allah, is the dhikr of Allah, is the action of dhikr. Say subhanallah. Say subhanallah again. Subhanallah. And this is a great, great hadith. And this is how we should realize what is important. That the sign of the love of Allah is the dhikr of Allah. The more a person loves the dhikr of Allah, the more he will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the point we need to understand. That the more a person is an ashik of dhikr, and he runs after dhikr, and he's engrossed in dhikr, he's a junoon. You can say he's mad about dhikr. That's why there's a hadith. Rasulullah said that do as much dhikr as you can, that people say, are you crazy? Do you have not anything else to do? So now the measurement gauge has come. If we say we've got love of Allah, there's no other measurement, you can say, method. Nobody can claim to have love of Allah, but here the Nabi of Allah ﷺ is telling us via the hadith. And there's no argument, there's no two ways. If I tell you another hadith, then the discussion will elongate so much. A beautiful dalil and great hadith of Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, but some other time. Anyway, so here we need to understand what Allah Ta'ala is saying to us. That all amal of the sharia of the deen are there and they're unique. But Allah Ta'ala said that when you want to understand if you've got love for me, Allah Ta'ala says, then I will look at your dhikr. Allah says, I will look at your Quran, your hajj, your umrah, your salah from all the years. There are many wubuds for many things, Allah Ta'ala says. But when Allah says, I want to see that do you really have love for me, then from the dunya to the akhirah, Allah will ask that, how much love do you have for my dhikr? And the sign of my dhikr, Allah says, is my love. And when you love the dhikr of Allah, not that you just do it, rather you have love for the dhikr of Allah, you'll have ishq, and you'll have total passion for the dhikr of Allah. Then Allah says that whoever gets close to his Rabb is due to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. And that's what it is. That's what it is. So now we need to see how much love do I have with the dhikr of Allah. How many people in the dunya today have a link with the dhikr? How many people make an effort and give up, you can say, their personal life to come here? Great point. That I say about a time that was near to us recently, 200 miles by walking without eating, drinking. The poor person would have nothing with the chane, with the chickpeas, the dry peas, and 200, 250 miles, suffer journey, go to my sheikh. Why am I going there? Not to learn fiqh, not to learn salah, because Hazrat, my sheikh, was a great sheikh of his time, great scholar. And my Hazrat, he studied the hadith with Hazrat Sheikh ul-Hadith Sahib Rahmatullahi, and they learnt the hadith, and they revised the hadith with the father of Hazrat Mulana Zikri Sahib, subhanAllah. The father of my Hazrat, my Sheikh. So why is it that they did this? Why did they not run after dunya? Why were they running after a Sheikh, 200 miles a journey, nothing to eat? Why are they going? For which reason would my Sheikh go to reach his Sheikh? Just to learn the dhikr of Allah. That's it. And every footstep, tell me, the love of Allah will increase so much with every breath. Imagine the maqam that person is earning, his darajat, his levels. When a person travels 200 miles and he's tired, and on the way he becomes so tired, so exhausted, after he reaches there, he sits with his sheikh, the same dhikr that we're doing now. So when there was no other dhikr, the same maraqabah, silent dhikr, kalimat, same method. You think I've made this up? Astaghfirullah. So let's look at the kitabs. The same methodology, the same silsila, the same kalimats were recited, same dhikr was done, same maraqabah was done, and same gathering majma took place. And this is the way that the sheikh would sit. And this is a very big point to be grateful about. Is this something to be ungrateful about? We think, oh, I don't know how dhikr has started. This is the karam and fadl of Allah. The Allah Ta'ala said, I have prepared for your bakshish, for your forgiveness in this world. In this temporary world, look how Allah has given us understanding. So we don't stand tomorrow and say, oh Allah, you created walis of Allah, and people would go to them, they do dhikr. And here now there's no dhikr, what can we do? Allah says, this is not the point. There's a center point. And from there Allah Ta'ala says, I will allow your dhikr to flourish. To flourish. 600, 800 men at this time are sat in the dhikr of Allah in their homes. And look, you can see the number of viewers And people have participated who made this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed this happen. Allah ta'ala hasn't sealed the sources for his muhabbat. If in the hadith something is said, then that's it until the day of judgment, and the hadith will assist. The hasn't Mawlana Sahib, has he not come? Have they come running after salah? So are you not coming? Have you not come? Have you not come? You come from so far, you sat down here. And look at Mawlana Sahib has come from Manchester, he's sitting here. And they're running here. Are they mad? Are they crazy? So much petrol they're spending. What are they earning here? What's going on? Allah Ta'ala has instilled into their heart one thing. Say subhanAllah. That you are going to earn dawlat or wealth or money. Allah says, I will compensate you with my vision because you left all of that for my remembrance. SubhanAllah. So is this a minor transaction, my friends? So this is the dhikr of Allah. So the point now we understand. Now it's up to us that the more we have love for the dhikr of Allah, the more we have love for the dhikr of Allah, the more we'll increase. Allah's ma'rifah will increase, subhanAllah. Morning and evening it will increase. It will increase. Allah says, I've prepared such that dhikr of the heart. Dhikr of the heart, Allah Ta'ala says, I've prepared. The Allah Ta'ala says, as long as you're alive and your last breath is not drawn, as long as your heart is moving, you continue to do dhikr. Till the last breath, your qurb, your nearness to me will continue to increase, Allah Ta'ala says. Tell me the rewards that person gets, the example I've just given. We shout out, come friends, learn dhikr of the heart. And put your name under that banner and learn the dhikr of Allah and remember Allah in your hearts and clean them. But no, our hearts are hard. So the pious predecessors, what did they say about dhikr? Listen to this. That today we see that our salah is weak, that we don't practice the sunnah, we don't have love for the sunnah, and our life is not according to the sunnah. We feel maybe ashamed or afraid of following the sunnah, and our hearts, they start fluttering when we hear a bit of bad news or circumstances change. So what is it that we're lacking? What is that? Have we ever thought about this? That salah, our salah is in our destiny. Allah Ta'ala says it should be in our destiny. Quran should be in our destiny. We are mu'mins and we have iman. Why are we afraid of praying salah? Our schedule was given when we were born and the adhan and iqamah was given in the air. So to be afraid, and today what if to say to people, to our mothers and sisters, friends, that pray salah, why don't you pray? We look at our sons, we look in our homes, somebody's sleeping, snoring, it's jamaat time, congregation, nobody's arriving. So what's the reason for this? That the natural action, why have we lost it? And which Muslim is there about whom the Prophet ﷺ said that I don't love? Is there any mu'min who the Prophet ﷺ doesn't love? But muhabbat, the love is present, but we can't practice the sunnah. We're ashamed and our hands, for example, they don't come up and we start feeling bad in our hearts. We are afraid, etc. of what's going to happen if we remind people. But it's lacking. We don't know what is halal and haram. We don't have that differentiation. So what's all this? Why is it like this? There's a reason for this. Because we don't have the love of Allah. We don't have love of Allah. So this is what occurs. The pious predecessors have given us a beautiful formula. And my husband used to give this formula as well. And I heard this with my ears. And today, if we understand this formula, then in our homes, nobody will there be who doesn't pray salah. There'll be nobody who doesn't follow the sunnah and love the sunnah. There'll be nobody who doesn't save himself from haram. It may not be that there's anybody there who the love of the dunya has overwhelmed him and the love of the deen is not present. If there's such a person who stood on the haq path, we need to realize that person. I'll tell you with a guarantee, they will be there. So if we do amal on this formula, then all of the root cause of our issues, problems, calamities, disasters, we've forgotten hellfire and we're trying to get ready for rewards, etc. But we leave the akams, the laws, the orders, we go towards sins. Why? Because the heart, in our hearts, the love of Allah has decreased. And then we run after the sins or waste of time activities. So the walis of Allah, the pious predecessors have said one methodology. You don't have to do anything. If you continue to do the dhikr of Allah and fill in the spaces, then the more that it fills with the remembrance of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says, and with salah, whatever ibadah the person is doing, Allah says that my love with that person will increase. For example, you will fill now the love of Allah in your heart, fill and increasing. Then the first thing you will do is physically you'll go towards the teacher and you'll do amal on his ahkamad and you will start to go far from his disobedience and you hear about the Prophet of Allah and you'll follow the sunnah, you'll stand on the haq and all of the love of the dunya will have come out of your heart and the love of Allah will overwhelm this. So this is one formula. What is that formula that we understood? That to attain all of this, what do we need to do? We need to get reward in the hereafter. And to get reward in the hereafter, we need to elevate the love of Allah in our hearts. So the doctor visits us. Okay, you don't have vitamin D. You're feeling a bit dizzy. You got some pain in the joints. But you don't have vitamin D inside you. As soon as you eat vitamin D, then the strength, the power, vitality will come. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, that what's the reason for all this? That inside you, there's no love for Allah. When you elevate your love for Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says you will have need for nothing. Automatically, the things you need in the world will automatically come to your life. You can experience this. So we are lacking this all, brothers and sisters, who are all listening, who don't pray salah. Don't do nothing. Don't worry. Rather, what should you do? Take hold of the real, genuine problem. Let's increase the love of Allah. What's that action? فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. So all of the love of Allah, the means to the love of Allah is via the mode of the dhikr of Allah. So it's stated that when a person does the dhikr of Allah, that the first effect on his life is what? That the love of Allah increases in that person's heart. On every dhikr, the love of Allah increases. After every dhikr, that person starts to see the uruj, the heights of the love for Allah. And as soon as this starts to occur, a person comes and he smokes drugs and cannabis and other drugs, doesn't pray salah. I've experienced this in my life. He doesn't have iman. We cannot say anything about that person. Tell that person to start doing the dhikr of Allah. Soon as the dhikr of Allah increases, then his amal becomes standard. That even the greatest of people, they don't have this opportunity, but he will have that opportunity. That they come out of the places where alcohol is consumed, and then they reach to that daraja, the high level about which the Mahbub-e Rabb was given the title Mahbub-e Rabb al-Alameen. Rather, his appearance, his surah, his everything, the people say, oh, look here, mashallah, nur has come into that person and our hearts have become weak. So what has that person done? Ask him, what have you done? Which chilla did you go on? What work did you do? Except he didn't do anything. He went to a sheikh, a teacher, who taught him the dhikr of Allah. He carried on doing dhikr of Allah. He learnt it. And he was, you can say, engrossed in the dhikr. The love of dhikr has continued and the love of dunya is reduced. Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat, love increases, and then all of the mu'amalat, all of the daily chores fall into line. So we have two things. Either we eliminate the things that are lacking, or we live our life properly from here on in. So what we should do is not fight ourselves. It's difficult. How can the love of the dunya come out of my heart? It's impossible. How can this occur? That if I sit down and 10,000 times Tariq Jameel's come out, they cannot extract the love of the dunya from our hearts and our minds. This is the experience of life. That time, that tears will come in the eyes, everything will occur, but after the person leaves, he cannot do that action, because this is an amali. This is a practical, physical action. It's not about speaking, listening, looking. That he will tell us hadith, the salesman, and then this will go into the hearts of the people when they start to do amal. So at this moment in time, that what we are essentially in need of, and we are patient for this, and we are in difficult scenario, that straight away we should start to do the dhikr of Allah. Don't worry, how will love come out of my heart of the dunya? How will I do this ABC? Leave all of these feelings, leave this. Totally don't think that I have to do something, work, I have to pray salah, pray tahajjud, and I have to go to this office and do this action and that. Don't worry about that. Allah Ta'ala says that you know you cannot do this yourself. So minus your account sheet, take hold of one action, that take hold of the dhikr of Allah. That is sufficient. Just as the Shaykh says that morning and evening, you have to become regular on this. And then alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's promise is that when you're departing from this world, then you will depart as my wali. Allah Ta'ala says, my wali, my friend. So my brothers, let's try, let's make effort, or shouldn't we? It's not about just listening, it's about doing. If today you've understood what I'm saying, and your level, you want to increase it, you want to increase it upon to the level of the love of Allah, then there's only one way to do this. And what is that? As the Shaykh Al-Hadith Rahimahullah gave this prescription. And he said that there's one good piece of news for those people, the dhikr of Allah. The dhikr of Allah. If we have the love of Allah in our hearts, then this is a great statement and a great thing to attain. Then that person who has the love of Allah will have the love of the kind of person who's gone away and doesn't have that love, then he will not succeed. Will not succeed. So if a person does have the love of the dhikr in his heart, then maybe he needs to look at things more deeply and will not succeed. So we have to try that we meet a wali of Allah and we say that this is my timetable, I work here, this is what I do, I study this time. How can I fit dhikr into my life so that in my whole day I get barakah, so that in the evening when I come home there's love, and inshallah Allah will guide you. Allah will guide you. There's no man who can say, I leave this job, this is not according to the deen, etc. Who says this? That in whatever is in the qismah destiny, the way to earn funds, that person will continue to do those actions. Somebody will learn from this, somebody will learn, confirm from this angle. So it doesn't mean that they'll leave their work and leave their duties and run and help here. No, just the reapplication is there, the same. That the love should come out, and Allah Ta'ala says, my love will overwhelm that person. And there's no loss with the fadl of Allah, with the grace of Allah. Many losses of the world that a person maybe has experienced, you will not feel or see. That there's no time. That for example, the person would say, I'll leave the dhikr of Allah and I'll do whatever I feel like at this time. No. Allah says, do your work, but straight away after I do my dhikr as well. Yes? So in your heart should be on your work, and your dil, your action should be according to what is right, and your heart should be feeling that you want the nearness of Allah. And then you'll get success in the both worlds. So have courage, my brothers, my friends. And inshallah, whoever wants to learn dhikr, after dhikr, come to me. And within a second, I will teach you dhikr. And this is the dhikr of the heart, and your heart will be alive. That's it. End of story. And then the machine will continue. He will continue to say, Allah, 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 and inshallah you will get the success. And love will increase. And this morning and evening dhikr being regular, that will pray fajr. After that, it's not even half an hour. Maybe 15 minutes max to sleep after that time. 10 minutes and go on to your job. So we've got charged, isn't it? So we have gone to Agyas, I've gone to mom and dad. So when a person is cautious, then he has to practice for the end result. We need practice for this. You know, misk or mashk, people have that frequency. That the more you practice on your heart, then the more your attention will be made for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need a little bit of practice on this. Remember this, we have to convert zain. When we say maraqabah, do the dhikr of Allah, then we have to understand here that from the language of our tongue and in the depths of our heart, we have to say Allah, Allah, Allah. This practice is being given. So what happens is that this is a natural thing. For example, you go on to pray salah, someone says pray salah, pray salah, pray salah, and then when people push you and drag you, then he starts to become regular and habitual in salah. So at the moment our hearts are spread out. And you can say it's come out of our hands. It's come out of our hands. So how do we grab all of it and bring it to the side? So we need to practice for this, that we will sit first 10 minutes and then 5 minutes of time. We'll start from 10 minutes or 5 minutes. We don't want it too long. Sit down for 5 minutes, do maraqabah, and then pay attention to the heart during this project. I won't think of anything. I won't say anything. And if it's difficult, then even 3 take out. There's something you don't even have to think about apart from Allah. Apart from Allah. So how many minutes? Just a few. And 3 minutes are too long. Take 2 minutes out. Even 2 minutes you can set the alarm on the shot, on the watches today of today. So in these 2 minutes, apart from the dhikr of Allah, the person says, I've not seen or thought about anything else. And here it said about a minute. And Allah Ta'ala says, the person who thinks about my punishment, even if it's a hair's breadth of a sin, Allah says, I go, I have forgiven you. When a person gets habitual and used to it, so then increase the minutes. 1 + 2 = 3, and such a time will come that your whole life, maybe you'll work and nothing will come. So this is the practice for that time. Start from 2, then increase to 3, 4. So if you come to me or that I explain to you tariqah, because he himself has it done hif. So you sit down, remember Allah, and then you continue, you learn some more sabak, more new lesson, and you keep rotating, and then the shaykh will think, oh, you're going on that job, and you're cruising. So now I have to think for a minute or 2 minutes, Allah Ta'ala says. I won't think for more than that, and then carry on working. Submit the car in the morning, such a maqam comes that he's working, and all day long the person is doing dhikr of Allah, dhikr of Allah, dhikr of Allah. And this is the effort we need to put in. But what does a person begin? What does a person begin with the fadl of Allah, that person? He plays games with the dhikr of Allah, I swear by Allah. Such great people who are doing the work of the deen. We see in their lives they had the dhikr of Allah. As a Shaykh Zakariya Sahib, until his last moments, he did dhikr of Allah. I've met such people who were with Hazrat Shaykh Al-Hadith in his final moments. And apart from anything else, he was doing dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah. So much dhikr he did. So where does he start? As I said to you before, every man starts not born into going into the discussion. No, this is not what occurs. We're in the dunya, we're not sat in paradise, are we? So Allah Ta'ala says that this is impure and you will touch impurities. So here Allah Ta'ala says, I've given you this resource, practice it. 2 minutes, sit down for a minute. This is called maraqabah, remembering Allah. Meditation, silence, dhikr in the heart. And for example, you say, oh, I can't think. Many people have given names to this dhikr. And different people, different groupings do this. And we've learned this from them, because they're the masters. Subhanallah. So we will do the action that is has got some worth and value. That will say, don't even think that you'll come for an hour. Your wife, your children, your business, nothing. Just for a minute, please attend at this time. In the daytime, Allah, 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 dhikr of the heart. Whenever you're free, do the dhikr of the heart. And then we'll do this for a week. When we pass this, then 2 minutes will take, then 3 minutes, then 4 minutes. Alhamdulillah, we'll see that the time will increase and there will be barakah. What is this? We need to think about this. This is also the rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah that's descended. And they'll say that you come one hand span, Allah Ta'ala says, I'll run towards you, walk towards you. Allah says, if you come to me 1 minute, hey, I'll give you 5 minutes, watch. And I won't allow yourself to have a complaint. So at least let's extend our footsteps towards this spot. And let's forget about listening and hearing. After this, we need to practice what is right. So we'll do this 1 week? Yes. Not this, that we listen, and I'm not giving you story, I don't have enough time. I also have to go and implement on this, and I have to practice, and I will practice this as well. And I will start as well after a minute or two, close your eyes, that this person remembers his shaykh as well. So think about this. Everybody has a room. We're not in isolation. Even if a person needs to go and sit in the car for 2 minutes, so inshallah, he promised from today he will do this. And the person who has learned dhikr, my brothers, learn dhikr of Allah. Dhikr of Allah. And I'll give you such tactics, ongoing such tactics, that deen will become very easy for you to implement. Very easy. Will not be difficult with the fadl of Allah. Okay, so now let's begin. Recite Durood Sharif.